There is a lot happening in the gig space in Cairns. Bands are travelling again, and how good is it? It's that time of the show for our monthly catch-up with Nathan Kelly. Nathan is an award-winning rock music photographer, among many other talents, and it's great to have him in the studio to give us the rundown and the lowdown on what's coming up for music lovers in our great city, Nathan Kelly. But first of all, Nathan, I had a chat to the legend Shane Howard, lead singer from Goanna, on the show a few weeks ago, just to preview their gig at the Tanks. I understand you went along. It was sold out. How was it?
Amazing night. You know, Car 4 Mile and his group, I can't remember the name of their dance group, did the Welcome to the Country.
Great.
Which was really beautiful, and gave Shane and his sister, Marsa, who's one of the singers, and the rest of the band gifts, did Welcome to Country, and then just went into 40 years of solid rock, Spirit of Place, and it just totally went off.
Wow, that's great.
It was a really great night.
It was amazing chatting to Shane and just hearing about when that album was so, so massive, and then they kind of fell in a heap after that from the second album onwards. He actually moved to our part of the world. I didn't realize. He lived in Karanda. He lived up in the Gulf country for a while. So, and it almost was his recovery, particularly living and talking with some Indigenous communities. So, yeah, it obviously means a lot to him to do things like that, Welcome to Country.
Yeah, and I think those songs are still so relevant today.
That's right.
Probably more relevant today than they were at the time, because Indigenous issues have become more mainstream.
Yes.
But the album wasn't just Indigenous issues. Like, he sang about the Franklin River at the time.
Yeah, so environmental issues he was singing about 40 years ago, they're now prominent in the national debate as well.
Yeah, and other bands picked up on these themes.
Yes.
So you wonder what Midnight Oil would have been if Shane Howard hadn't written those songs before
That's right.
So I thought it was really interesting. And I think his daughter went to Smithfield High.
And
she was really behind the Yungaburra Folk Festival when she was living up here. But she's moved away now.
So great connections to our part of the world.
Yeah.
Okay. Goanna at the Tanks. There you go. All right. So that's a gig that has just recently happened. But what's coming up, Nath, in the next month or so?
Oh, so in about 2 weeks' time, we have Kate Miller-Heidke playing at...
Let's listen to a little bit of Kate now. What a beautiful voice Kate Miller-Heidke has.
The ground below is crumbling.
Beautiful. And the thing I think about Kate Miller-Heidke is she crosses all age barriers. I mean, I could take my 12-year-old daughter and she would love it. But the oldies as well, just as much, would enjoy Kate Miller-Heidke.
Yeah, she crosses all boundaries, you know. And as we just heard, she has such a beautiful voice. And if you do have a young daughter who likes to sing, Kate Miller-Heidke's put out the call on Facebook to looking for somebody to join her on stage to sing.
Right.
So if you have a daughter or a granddaughter who wants to sing with Kate Miller-Heidke, hit her up on Instagram or Facebook. And she's playing at CPAC on Tuesday the 19th of July. And I think she probably has one of the most beautiful voices in pop music.
Incredible. Absolutely. And it'll be a beautiful gig at CPAC as well. A great venue for a great singer. All right, Kate Miller-Heidke in just under 2 weeks' time. Who else have we got coming up?
We have Tim Friedman.
Friedman.
And the rest of his band this time, the Whitlams, are playing Tanks on
there
the 30th of July.
Well, I wanted to play, I don't know whether you heard it, but I did interview Tim Friedman, lead singer of the Whitlams, a couple of weeks ago on the show, and I asked him about his voice and just how great he's sounding 25 years or so into their career. Let's have a little listen.
I'm just lucky to be a musician where we can actually get better at what we do as we get older.
Mm.
You know, I've always enjoyed listening to guys sing in their 50s and 60s, you know, and said to them, how do you do it? People like Ross Wilson and Billy Thorpe was the same. He was in fine voice in the years before he died. And Glenn Shorrock still sings wonderfully. And they've said to me when I've asked them, they said, well, you just learn to relax more. So I actually think I sing better now than I did when I broke through. And I'm enjoying singing a lot as well.
There you go. Tim Friedman getting better with age like a fine red wine. Where is Tim and the Whitlams playing and when?
They're playing at Tanks Arts Centre on the 30th of July. And I think, You know, Tim's had about 17 years off, really, just recording occasionally, not even that often, and not touring very much because he was raising his child, who's just recently turned 18. So he's a good performer. It's 25 years since Eternal Nightcap was released, which is totally freaking me out, and probably a few other people my age.
Yes.
Because that really was one of the albums of our youth.
It was, yeah. What an absolute classic. No Aphrodisiac.
Millennials might not understand the hit song No Aphrodisiac because it starts off with a letter to you on a cassette.
So no one writes letters and what, no one
what's
sends
a cassette? What is right. a cassette?
A bit of a walk down memory lane there, absolutely. All right, and one more big gig. What else is coming up?
Look, this is a big one for all the girls out there. Pete Murray, bit of Hanson from Northern New South Wales.
Let's have a little listen to Pete now, one of his biggest tracks.
Found myself just the other day in the backyard of a friend's place, thinking about you.
There you go. All right, Pete Murray, very smooth. Where's Pete playing and when?
He's also playing at the Tanks on the 4th of August, and I think that show is probably going to sell out. So if you want to go see Pete Murray, 4th of August at Tanks, you probably should hit up Ticketlink pretty quickly, I think.
I'm surprised someone like Pete Murray isn't playing at Munro Martin Parklands. He'd be that kind of music, that relaxed, laid-back sort of style, be beautiful at Munro Martin.
Yeah, I think, you know, that'd be a great afternoon picnic. Mm. Did he play
I think
Munro
he
Martin
did.
Parklands
I think he did.
For one of the Eat Meat Repeat
Yeah,
things?
A couple of years ago. That's right. Yeah, way pre-COVID, which feels like an eternity ago.
We
that's
need to have right. another one of those, I think.
Another Meat Eat Repeat, exactly,
but
for the food lovers.
Munro Martin Parkland is such an awesome venue.
Yeah.
And it's been really well utilised this year. But I think it's finding a balance, you know. You need two or three performers. Casey Chambers was great because you had Busby Maroon.
Yes, that's right.
As well.
A couple of bigger names to really pack it out.
Yeah, but I think that would just be amazing. Once a month, let's just do second Saturday of the month. We're just going to have someone huge play at Munro Martin Park.
Nathan Kelly, I think you need to get a job at council, mate, and start booking some of these gigs and events in.
They do a great job. They do a great job.
It sounds very good indeed. All right, there is a lot happening. A lot of Aussie music legends there. Pete Murray, the Whitlams, Kate Miller-Heidke. Wow, it's all happening on the back of a band like Goanna as well. Fantastic. Nathan Kelly, rock music photographer extraordinaire. Thanks, mate, for the update.
Thanks, Gavin. Thanks for having me.